The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Welcome to episode 3 of 2 Points Podcast, a show where we talk about all things basketball. And why are we called 2 Points?
Because two hosts, two perspectives, and 2 points in basketball are always better than one.
That's what's up. And today, we're going to start with the player of the week. You know, something crazy happened over the week.
Yeah, something historic happened.
Something historical happened over the week.
Over this past week of when we're recording, because today is March 10th, I believe, or is it?
Today's March 12th?
March 12th, and, yes. March 10th was actually the day
On March 10th, a record has been broken. A record that hasn't been broken in over 20 years.
Something that I don't think we thought we would have seen ever.
Never. Yet. I would have thought I'd never seen in my lifetime.
But March 10th, 2026, Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo. Of any people, Bam Monte Idris Adebayo. I know his first name is not Bam Monte, but I call him Bam Monte Idris. I had to buy you some new legs. This guy got 83 points in a game.
The second highest scoring performance in, like, ever. NBA history.
That's besides number one Wilt Chamberlain's 100 point. That has no video evidence anyways, by the way. Let's put that there. Yeah. Might be fake. Some people speculate it might be fake, right?
It might be. Could be true. I don't know. We don't know. But Bam Adebayo scored 83 points in a game. His points per game average was around 18 this season.
People were betting on him, and they were sweating him to get, like, 12, 13 points. And yeah, then he just drops 83 points. He
drops 83 points. Yeah, this has to be the first thing we talk about.
Yeah, so no matter what happens, he could have dropped 0 points the other games of the week. He has to be our player of the week.
He has to be player of the week. 83 points. I mean, there are people out there questioning whether it was an ethical 83 points.
Yes, that is true. He got 43 free throw attempts, I think.
That's 43 free throws is crazy. That's also a new record, by the way.
Yes, he set multiple records in one game.
Most free throws attempted in a game ever.
Yeah, SGA is crying right now.
I mean, he didn't shoot it too efficiently either. He wasn't even 50% from the field, I don't think.
People argue if it's is that worth it of him? Like, is that a Mickey performance of him?
Yeah, and if you actually saw the game, it was a blowout game.
Yeah,
he destroyed them, and Bam, normally in situations where you're beating the other team so bad, you sit your star players out in the fourth quarter. Bam Adebayo played the entire fourth quarter just to stat pad and get that record.
Yes, he did.
But, I mean, whether it's ethical or not,
a
record's a record. I mean, 83 points is still hard to get no matter what scenario. You have to give it.
So we applaud him for cementing himself in the Hall of Fame.
People
are saying he is 100% Hall of Fame after this.
Yeah, after this. I don't see it just yet, but either way, congratulations to Bam Monte Adebayo.
Out of any player you would have guessed, I would have never thought Bam would have got that record. Yeah. So now when you say Wilt, Kobe, Bam Adebayo, guys.
Now you actually even say Bam before Kobe. It's Wilt.
Oh, yes. Bam had more than Kobe. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our worst player of the week.
All right, who you got for this?
I got from the Minnesota Timberwolves at forward, Jaden McDaniels.
Jaden McDaniels, worst player of the week.
You might not expect it if you don't follow very closely on the Wolves basketball, but after this past week, the Wolves have been 1-3, which is kind of surprising because you consider them a good team, right?
Yeah, they are a good team.
Yeah. They beat the Raptors, funnily enough. We're going to talk about that later.
Unfortunately.
But they lost to the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Orlando Magic over the past week.
They lost to the Magic?
And these are three teams. They're not good. They're formidable opponents, but
they're good.
The Wolves are expected to at least go toe-to-toe or match them. And I think some of them were close. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Why Jaden McDaniels specifically as the worst player?
Let's see some of the stats over those games, the three losses specifically.
Okay.
He went 0-9 against the Orlando Magic.
He went 0-9.
Yeah, he didn't make a single bucket. In that Raptors game, they did beat the Raptors, no thanks to him, he had 5 fouls in 20 minutes on the floor.
Really?
Yeah, against the Raptors. During the Clipper game, he had a negative 40.
Negative 40?
Negative 40 plus minus score.
They didn't lose that bad.
They lost that bad.
I mean, they didn't lose by 40 points.
They didn't lose by 40 points, but they lost bad still. Like,
yeah. Negative 40 is like, yeah. wild.
So congratulations to you, Jaden.
Yeah, worst player of the week. And I will say, this might be a hot take. I don't know what everybody else, if all of you are listening, are going to hate me for this, but in my opinion, I think Jaden McDaniels is one of the more overrated players in the league right now.
They got Kevin Durant, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying Jaden McDaniels is like top 50.
I
think that's so insane.
I don't know where you're hearing that, to be honest.
Because he's a good defender. He's not an outstanding defender. I don't think he's all defense type of guy. His offensive numbers are super underwhelming compared to how people hype him up.
Okay, fair enough.
And he's just so up and down, like inconsistent in performance.
I mean, yeah, I guess you could say that. Like, I mean, like a guy like Jaden McDaniels, he's known for his defense. And I know when the Wolves were pursuing Giannis in the offseason, their one guy they didn't really want to move was Jaden McDaniels Giannis.
I mean,
which is kind of crazy if you think about it.
I mean, Jaden McDaniels is just a role player. I don't think he's going to...
He's a good role player.
I don't think he's going to get anything past a role player. And to say that you're not even... Like, I would trade him for Giannis in a heartbeat. Like,
yeah, obviously.
Instantly. But I don't know. I won't talk too much about this.
He's like a corner piece on that team.
I won't talk too much about this, but...
But I do want to say, during the Wolves losing streak recently, Anthony Edwards, as good as he is, he did go 2-15 against the Lakers, which kind of embarrassing.
He did. That was probably his worst performance of the season.
Kind of embarrassing for a guy who is known to be like that guy.
So I guess we can't put all the blame on Jaden McDaniels. It is kind of like a team effort on why they haven't been winning this week. But
yeah, but in those four games, it's either been underperforming to straight up just not doing good.
Yeah.
On those four games. It's time for a little bit of a doctor's checkup segment.
Our doctor's checkup diagnosis.
We're going to diagnose, examine, and do some surgery and look into what's going on internally of these teams. Let's go with the Detroit Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons, the number one
seed. The number one seed. You would have think that we have some high praise for them.
Yeah, but we got to check in on them because they're on... I think they broke their losing streak, but they were on a four-game losing streak prior to us recording this.
So
they're still at number one in the East. That's how ahead they are. But
the last week, they lost four in a row.
Four in a row.
There was a very significant game where they blew a 23-point lead against the Nets. Brooklyn Nets home.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, come back against
the Nets. And I will say that over the past week, Asar Thompson was injured. He got injured early last week, I believe. But what's going on with this team? They're saying that these guys are pretenders instead of contenders now.
Ooh, man, yeah, it's tough to see this. If you guys listened to episode one, I was making a Cade Cunningham MVP argument.
You were.
I was hyping up Cade. I was hyping up the Pistons. I was thinking that they're clearly the best team in the East. But nowadays things are looking south. I mean, it's just kind of a scenario where, I guess if you watch these Pistons game, if Cade Cunningham isn't being like a great scorer, great playmaker, the rest of the team kind of follows behind and underperforms as well. I feel like if you take Cade Cunningham off that team, they're playing like they could be. I think they're too dependent on Cade.
Okay, you don't like guys like Durin. Durin's an all-star now.
I mean, they're all-star. They're good, but I think they're too dependent on Cade for their success.
Fair enough.
I think, and if Cade's not playing as...
I mean, they lost Asar Thompson, and they've been on a four-game losing streak.
Yeah.
So, much to say about that, actually.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, they're still the number one seed. They're still comfortably the number one seed. I think they'll be there for the whole season, but are they actually contenders anymore?
We'll see. We'll have to see in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see.
I know in the first round, though, hopefully they'll match up against Charlotte.
That would be cinema.
Because they got a little rivalry after that big scuffle a couple of months ago. For the next team we want to check up on is our own hometown team, the Toronto Raptors. Now, what's up with the Raptors, you think?
Well, they have been struggling as of recently. Throughout the first month of March, I believe they're like 4-6 in their last 10
games. They're 4-6 in the last 10 games.
And the problem with this team is that this is a team that's constructed to make the playoffs, to may potentially win a playoff series. The problem is they cannot beat good teams. Any team that's higher than them in the standings, they get destroyed by it.
That was kind of like New York last year. New York, for the last couple of years, where they were saying that New York couldn't beat, when the Cavs were the number one seed, and they couldn't beat, Boston when they had all their players still.
Yeah. I think this is pretty much the same scenario. They cannot, any team that's higher than them in the standings have a better record than them, they can't beat, which I guess theoretically makes sense, but if you play against a good team, you have to show them.
I will say they did beat OKC that one time, and that was pretty hype for everyone in Toronto.
Yes, but I believe they're like I saw a stat, I don't know how long ago, but they were 4-14 against the top 10 teams.
Okay.
Which is not good if you're matched up against the top 10 team in the playoffs.
Great. Yeah.
I
know they are they yet to beat New York?
They have not beaten New York all season. They've not beaten Boston all season. They've not beaten Detroit all season.
Really?
Yeah. The top three teams in the East.
Well, in the last week at least, today's the March 12th. Yesterday, they actually lost to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, they did.
It's kind of embarrassing. I mean, they do New Orleans that we were going to get into the topic of. They have DeJounte Murray back recently.
They have looked better as of recently.
Yeah, Trey, Zion, DeJounte. These guys have been back and healthy recently, but still, losing to the Pelicans, if you're technically a playoff team, it's kind of not great.
It's not. I mean, they also kind of showed us up too with the way DeJounte Murray, he had his moments there.
Did you see that crazy, he broke Jamal Shedd's... Was it Jamal Shedd?
Yeah.
He broke Jamal Shedd's ankle, and he literally did a 2000, was it 2001? He did a 2001 Allen Iverson stepping over Ty Lue.
He flexed on him.
And he got a tech. And that was pretty
That's crazy. People are saying that's one of the most disrespectful things ever on the basketball court.
I'm not going to say that I enjoyed our own player getting
obviously
pushed down and destroyed like that.
Obviously,
I
didn't.
If I was a DeJounte Murray fan, that's pretty tough, I would say. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for the Pelicans, it was a good moment.
Yeah. In the last week, Scottie's gone under 20 points for the past three out of those four games in the last week. Scottie, let's talk about Scottie, actually. How's he been doing?
Scottie's never been a 20-point-per-game scorer. If you actually looked over his stats in the last couple of seasons, it's actually around 19. So he's never made it to the 20-point-per-game mark.
Right.
But he's... These days, he hasn't even been getting close to 20. He hasn't even been getting 19. He's been well below that in the last few games.
He's more focused on his defense now, which is really good still. But
he's more focused on defense.
Ever since Brandon Ingram came into the fold, Brandon Ingram's picking up that empty load that Scottie has on offense. And now Brandon Ingram does that on the offense. Speaking of Brandon Ingram, he did average only 14 points over our last week's stretch, which is not... par as he was. He's an all-star, technically. We got two all-stars, if you think of it. Raptors have Scottie and BR are both all-stars, and they still are kind of stuck in this place. They went from the fifth seed recently to the seventh, and I know that the Eastern Conference has been really close by, close-knit, but from five to seven is quite a drop-off. They were surpassed by the Heat recently. Maybe that's thanks to Bam Adebayo's crazy game, but... The Raptors they got to figure something out soon before the playoffs.
Yeah. It just seems like everybody's in a slump right now, really. Scottie's not been scoring well. Ingram's not been scoring well. And that's what he's pretty much known
for. I would say they're not scoring. Scottie hasn't been known to be a scorer.
No, but I think Scottie's, the issue with him right now is he's too focused on defense and he's trying too much to be a point forward that he kind of neglects aggressive scoring sometimes.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that.
I feel like if Scottie became, I guess you want to say a bit more selfish and start to score a bit more, I think that would.
I mean, that's what you want to see from a guy like that. He's one of the most athletic guys in the leagues, I would say.
Yeah, because we have two point guards. We have two mostly reliable point guards. Quickly, Shedd. They can handle the playmaking.
Okay, personally, in my opinion, I'm not the biggest Jamal Shedd fan.
Okay. Well, I mean, that means you must be happy that DeJounte
I'm also not happy that DeJounte stepped over him, but I'm not raising my fist. Curse you, DeJounte. Why would you disrespect our guy like that? You know, it's basketball. It's like, this gets competitive sometime.
It does.
People say the league's gone soft. Back in the day, Allen Iverson stepped over Ty Lue. Now we can say DeJounte Murray stepped over Jamal Shedd. I don't know if I don't know if it's the same level of impact, but that's just something that happened. And other weekly news, recently, I mean, this kind of got overshadowed by Bam Adebayo's historic night, but SGA did tie another Wilt record in his 126th consecutive game of 20 points or more.
Yeah.
Now, SGA is the overwhelmingly favorite right now to win MVP. How do you think about that?
Yes. I think, you know what? I said in the previous episode, it was Kate Cunningham. I think I actually agree now that it's SGA. And, I'll tell you why. Kate Cunningham, like this four-game losing streak that we talked about, really is hurting his chances. But I think with Shai, I mean, over this past week, he's hit some clutch shots. He's hit some game winners. And I think because this Thunder team has had so many injuries to their star players this year, like they've gone a lot of games without
Jalen Williams has barely played this
season. Even guys like Caruso and Hartenstein, like key players on their team.
They've been just riddled with injury.
Yeah, riddled with injury. And yet Shai still somehow has led them to the top seed in the West still.
Oh,
We thought that the Spurs probably would have taken over that one seed at some point. But no, Shai's been keeping them afloat, fortunately for the Thunder. He's still doing his thing, like over 30 points per game. If he won MVP this season, and I'll say this as of right now, I wouldn't be mad.
Okay, that's fair enough. I know that Stephen A. recently did say, it's a two-man race. You can guess who the other guy is. He said it's a two-man race between SGA and who would you guess?
Jokic.
Jaylen Brown. Yeah, that's what Stephen A. said. It's a two-man race between SGA and Jaylen Brown right now.
Really?
Yeah. That's funny.
I can understand what he's saying because Jaylen Brown's been like carrying the Celtics. But when you think of Jaylen Brown, you don't ever think of him.
You think
in
of
the
Jaylen Brown,
tier.
You think of Jason Tatum.
Yeah, you don't ever think of him in the same tier as a Shai and a Jokic and a Luka.
Of course not.
So I don't agree with that one, but we'll see. He's probably going to finish like first team All-NBA, second team All-NBA. He's having a wonderful season.
Yeah.
But
in the wake of Jason Tatum coming back, I think they'll both be still be doing good.
But if Shai does score 20 again, which he likely will, and pass,
I mean, it's 126 games. He could do more.
Yeah, if he passes Will Chamberlain, I think that's a huge MVP argument. Like
it's
boosted.
A huge MVP argument. Would you argue MVP for Bam Adebayo now? No,
I would not. I'm gonna need multiple games.
I'm gonna need multiple 83-point games from Bam Adebayo.
Can he do it again, or was it a fluke?
I think it was a fluke.
will he get 40 free throws again? That's the question.
That's a good question. Maybe SGA will get 40 free throws. Maybe SGA will dethrone him in free throws at some point. In more news, you heard about the LaMelo Ball and Dylan Brooks driving incidences.
Oh, yeah.
This is some off-court things now. LaMelo Ball, if the game's over in Charlotte, I'm going to say stay safe on the streets. If LaMelo Ball's driving home,
you might have to leave
the arena as soon as possible. This guy drives worse than drunk, okay? He's like running red lights. People say in comments, he drives like he's literally in GTA.
Yeah, he thinks GTA is real. I mean, I don't know how he's been doing. He seems to be doing okay since his little car accident.
Yeah, it didn't seem addressed too bad. I don't think anyone got hurt, thankfully. But there was a clip that he just hit someone in this car and his whole wheel popped off. So
yeah,
same thing for Dylan Brooks. Brooks recently got I think he got DUI.
He did.
In Phoenix.
He did.
And shout out to him because he's from Mississauga, I guess. Yeah. That's how Mississauga is represented.
Good job, Dylan Brooks.
Thank you, Dylan Brooks.
Good job.
In more news, did you hear about the Magic City game in Atlanta that got canceled?
Ooh, yeah, it did get canceled. I thought it was a really, really odd thing that they were arranging in the first
place.
Yes,
the viewers that don't understand, let's just say that the Magic City game was like an homage to Atlanta, like an adult nightclub, and the Atlanta Hawks wanted to do like a night celebrating them, and then recently, Luke Kornet said that it was disrespectful to the organization, disrespectful to women. And then Adam Silver got it canceled. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't. I never knew that these clubs were super important to Atlanta. I didn't know they were that important to Atlanta. I didn't think they would be that important to anyone. But I thought it was a super weird, super like unusual thing for like an unusual night to host, because I mean there are kids watching basketball.
Okay, that's true. I actually never thought about it like that.
Kids
that
and
is
families
true.
Watching basketball, and they see this type of night being organized. Like, that's going to be a bad look. That's not going to be appropriate for them.
That is true. So, the NBA is, in fact, like a PG entertainment.
That's so, cool. I mean, I do... I honestly completely agree with what Luke Kornet has been saying about it, and I am glad that they canceled it.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. There's some notable games that we want to cover for guys over the past week.
Yes, add these to your watch list, guys.
Add these to your watch list. So we got the Raptors versus the Suns on March 22nd. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Now it's the battle of the seventh seed. I mean,
battle of the sevens.
Maybe things will change by the time this game actually happens. But right now, battle of the seventh
seed.
Battle
of the seven. Dylan Brooks has been out for a bit. But Devin Booker has been back recently. He's been doing good.
Yeah, but these
Colin
teams,
Gillespie's been doing good. Bryce O'Neal.
They should be evenly matched. So
yeah, I would say.
I expect it to be a close game. I hope it's a close game.
I hope the Raptors win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another game I have is the Wolves versus the Celtics.
Yes.
I know that we just said that the Wolves are in a slump right now, but what's the perfect time to bounce back then against a Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown-led team of the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to be the star of that game? Is it going to be Jaylen Brown or is it going to be Anthony Edwards?
That's true. You just forgot Jason Tatum.
I mean, I'll give him some time. He's still coming back from his injury, so I won't have too high expectations for him just now. So we won't roast him. We won't say anything bad about Jason Tatum.
I think he's doing all right.
He's doing good, but we can't full on expect him to be like MVP level right away coming back.
No, fair enough. Then I got the Thunder versus the Celtics. This is the one seed in the West versus the current two seed, I believe, in the East. Just gonna be a great playoff matchup.
Yeah.
SGA versus Jaylen Brown, just like Stephen A. Smith, the battle of the MVPs.
Would you say this is a potential finals matchup?
Okay, personally, this is my bias. I'm a huge Knicks fan.
Okay.
So I would love to see that. Like, I've been wanting to see the Knicks in the finals ever since the Raptors have been relegated to play-in territory.
Yeah.
I could see it as a finals matchup.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's possible.
I wouldn't necessarily want to see it. Like, I wouldn't be like, yes, the Celtics, yes, the Thunder. Because I don't really like both teams like that. But yeah, I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah, it's possible for sure.
And the last game we have is the Raptors versus the Clippers, and we're going to call this the Kawhi Leonard home game.
Yeah.
We're not home game. They're playing in LA, I think.
Oh,
but this is like Kawhi versus the Raptors. We'll see how he does then.
Yeah, I mean, Clippers have been playing really well. They're in the eighth seed now.
Another thing I wanted to mention was that the Clippers, they were let me check their record. They were 1.
They were
really bad. They were like 26, not 26. They were like 6-26.
They were like
6-21
or something like that.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
now they're, what, like 500? Over 500?
They're like over 500 now. Like, okay, take it in this way. They are only, currently, as the time of recording, the Clippers are only 3 games away from the Raptors.
Wow.
You never think about it, like, because you never really compare East and West team standings, because usually the West is way more competitive.
Yeah.
But when you put that into perspective, the Clippers are 3 games from tying the Raptors' record right now, currently.
That's actually
crazy.
Think about how bad they were. I mean, yeah, this something like this, this should definitely be an exciting game to watch, Clippers and Raptors, just knowing that now.
Yeah, of course. And anything else for the week?
I think that's all that we have to cover for this week.
Okay. We're really excited for next week. Next week, at the time of recording, at least, it's going to be the beginning of March Madness. I'm really excited for that.
March Madness.
I'm really excited. Really, really excited for that. And
yeah,
we
we'll
might cover some coverage on that. Yeah.
Over the later half of March, but yeah.
We'll see if that record can get dethroned anytime soon. Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I don't know if it will, but...
Never say never.
If Bam can score 83 points, that's how you know anything's possible.
Anything. You know anything is possible if Bam Adebayo can score the second most in NBA history.
All right. But yeah, that will conclude our third episode of the 2 Points Podcast. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.